And a good morning to all the visitors that are here for the NFL Draft. And for Detroiters, there will be some minor inconveniences when you come downtown, but it's the sacrifice we're making to reinvent and really reintroduce ourselves to the world. To our right, guys, we see the river and Hart Plaza and all the big digital displays that are down there. As we look down Woodward, everything is festooned with everything football. Everywhere you look, it's an homage to the NFL. And then in the windows of One Campus Martius, we see the pink glow of a glorious cloud-free dawn.
Yes. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's a pretty nice backdrop to do business in. And there will be a lot of business done as both the guests arrive, but also the corporate entities that will be entertaining and doing business here. And you can bet that wherever there are economic drivers, not far behind Quentin Messer, the CEO and Economic Competitiveness Officer for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, will be there giving his best pitch for the state of Michigan. Quentin, good morning.
That's better than us.
Yes, nobody has it better than us. And while it's a bit, the Irish have a great saying on mornings like this, it's fresh.
Well, it's super
real
fresh.
It's really fresh this morning.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't get any fresher than this either. You know, I've seen you in Montreal. I've seen you in Las Vegas at CES. And I'm always happy because I know that you're bringing jobs to Michigan. What kind of an opportunity does this event provide for you and your team?
Well, I think you said it best. I mean, this is a chance for us to reintroduce ourselves. A lot of people are not aware of all the wonderful things that are happening. I think increasingly you talked about looking at Hart Plaza. I think a lot of people are not aware that we are the closest major city in Canada. So we are truly an international market. And I think, finally, I think people get a sense by seeing all the nameplates, the companies that are sponsors, how diversified our economy is. I mean, yes, we are still the state, the city that put the world on wheels, but we're so much more, and I think people are going to see that. I'm excited. A lot of folks are already streaming in, so it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for us.
And, you know, Quentin, it's, you know, around the holiday time, you know, people, a lot of restaurants and companies, they do well during the holidays and all of that. I'm really thinking about the small businesses. This is like Christmas for them. A lot of the small businesses who have started up, who are going to be part of this NFL draft day downtown.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think the other thing that the host committee did incredibly well was to ensure that there are opportunities for folks to go beyond the downtown core and out into the neighborhood. So kudos to the NFL. Kudos to Claude Molinari, Alexis Wiley, you know, Mayor Duggan, Governor Whitmer, and all that sort of made sure that all of Detroit, all of Southeast Michigan, and all of Michigan get an opportunity. So you're absolutely right. This is like 3 days of Christmas shopping for many of our small business and retailers.
Quentin, what about jobs? I mean, someone had to build the stage. Someone had to put this bunting up. I mean, do you have numbers of just jobs created?
You know, I think that's a great question. We typically, after these events happen, there is a third-party independent analysis of the number of jobs. And what you're trying to really determine are the number of permanent jobs and the number of temporary jobs. But you're absolutely right. You know, hundreds of jobs. And what the importance of that is, you're getting more and more money in your local economy. And when money circulates, and if it circulates with great speed, and you know that, you get advertising dollars to support great programming like yours. And so we're very excited. And this sets the stage for future events. And I know that the team in Detroit are working with us and others elsewhere in the state to even get bigger events like this in the future.
Quentin, just taking a wider lens to this in terms of economic development opportunities, I know there's site prep underway up in Flint for a mega purchase of some kind up there. Where are the mother loads of jobs in the future? Give me an idea of what might be going there.
So, I mean, if I did, I would have to kill myself because
we don't have NDAs here, my friend.
right.
It's just us.
That's it. Nobody else. It's just tell us.
It's just a few good friends. But no, I think that a couple of things. One, you can imagine there are a lot of large advanced manufacturers, high tech manufacturers across a number of different sectors, from mobility to aerospace and defense to clean tech. To semiconductors who are looking at that and other opportunities across the state. And then we also are really focused on developing our entrepreneurial and innovation ecosystem, making sure that the next company that becomes NVIDIA or becomes the next, trillion-dollar market cap company could be a Michigan company, and we want to create the environment that they might eventually use at site. So, there are a number of opportunities. We're competing aggressively as part of our Make It in Michigan economic development strategy focused on people, places, and projects. And you got to be prepared because you never know who's looking at you.
Has this just been a great time for entrepreneurship, Quentin? I know maybe during the pandemic, a lot of people tried to start their own business because, they left work.
Yeah.
But it has to be really big right now.
No, you're right. I mean, you have a lot of people who – Michigan has always been a state of great risk takers. People are willing to go out and solve a problem. And that's what a great business is. A great business isn't trying to make money. You're trying to solve a problem. And then you develop the commercial application for it. And that's what Michiganders have always been. I think Detroiters, that grit, that hustle, that resiliency. And you're seeing a lot of people begin to say, hey, let's, pop up. And, these pop-up retail opportunities are a case in point. Let's proof of concept first before we expand. So I think you're seeing a wiser group of entrepreneurs, and that's why they're having more endurance. So.
Yeah, Quint, we just got our first look at some of the visitors that have come out from their hotel rooms.
I see Giants. I see Cincinnati Bengal fans.
Yeah, and the Bengal fans are in short sleeves.
they should know better. It's cold in Cincinnati, too.
These Buckeyes have got no sense.
It's my understanding, though, that we learned this yesterday, that not everyone can get in the draft theater, but they're standing room only. And I think they might be getting their spots.
They could be staking out, staking their claim.
At 6:42 a.m.
Hey, the early bird gets the worm, right?
Well, that's true in your business and apparently in theirs.
Fandom.
As well. Just in terms of, I can't imagine what your phone looks like in terms of meetings and drive-bys. Just give us a sense of where you're going to be today, Quint.
So we've got a couple of panels. One is actually on entrepreneurship, where Charles Harris of the Lions is going to be a participant, making sure that NFL athletes who are becoming more and more entrepreneurial, thinking about how to prepare themselves for their playing days. So he's going to be leading a panel. I'll be doing that. I've got a couple of meetings with companies who are looking at Metro Detroit, looking at all of Michigan. And then, I'll be floating around supporting the governor, supporting Mayor Duggan, and supporting the entire Team Michigan. So, playing wherever needed.
Can I just say that yesterday, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penny Sewell together signed deals worth $230 million? That might be a good place to start.
That's some economic development.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I think you got some entrepreneurs right there. Quentin Messer, best of luck as you plant these seeds for future growth in the state of Michigan.
I'm so always grateful for the opportunity to talk to you. Everyone stay safe, and the Lions will be Super Bowl champs, so we'll be in 32nd next year.
From your lips to the football god's ears. Quentin Messer, thanks so much. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Be safe.
When we come back, 6:49 on JR Morning, we'll talk transit. That will be perhaps the most important decision you make if you're coming downtown to enjoy day one of the NFL draft. You're on WJR.